From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Oh, Troy, there you are. Hello, Troy. Hi, Troy. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Loads of new releases this week. The first big new release week of the year.
You're in full stream again.
Everything's
coming in. Yep, okay.
Everything's fine.
Everything's just fine.
Yeah, just fine. Even though I made a terrible mistake that Pip had to correct for me this morning, we won't.
Won't bring that up.
No, we won't. So, thank you, Nils Frahm. Yes, All Melody came out last year, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good record. However. A few months after that,
I recall the cover, or maybe the artwork inside we're talking about.
I think all of it. It looked so splendid, and it was a fully realised vision. Anyways,
but for people who don't know who Nils Frahm is, though,
Nils Frahm is a German man, composer,
Nils Frahm,
and performer.
Nils Frahm.
Yes, and working in contemporary music.
Right. Should we play some?
Why don't we? This is brand new from Encores 2. Now, Encores 1. Came after All Melody, and I loved Encores 1. I thought, this is what I wanted for All Melody.
So you thought Encore to Encores 1?
Yeah. And then so now, released worldwide tomorrow on the Erased Tapes label, is Encores 2. Slightly different to both All Melody and Encores 1. This one is more along the lines of ambient music.
Oh.
And do you remember the deep, mysterious well in Mallorca we talked about? That Nils Frahm discovered and he used for an echo chamber.
No, Charles Morbid, I don't remember talking about that.
Well, he discovered an old disused well.
And how did he discover it?
I don't know.
This is the thing. Who's wandering around in an old disused well that only no one else has ever discovered? Sounds like magic to me.
But I think he's a resourceful gentleman.
I think he's got a bit of time to wander around looking for wells.
Probably. Now, listen to the reverb on this. That is what you get from using a disused well on Mallorca as an echo chamber.
No longer disused.
Used by Herr Frahm. Yes. So what are you thinking of this?
So when you say he's using it as an echo chamber, he's climbed down the well.
I think what he's done is he sent the signal down and he's suspended speakers in there and then recorded, then sent down microphones and recorded it.
That man's a freak.
Yeah. Again, I can tell already that I'm going to like Encores 2 even more than All Melody and possibly even Encores 1.
It sounds like it might be the perfect come down after Encores 1.
Could be. Encores 1 was kind of using acoustic instruments, mainly just piano. And it was what he originally thought he was going to do for All Melody. It was going to be a series of three chapters of one thing. But then he got a choir involved and all these other things involved, and it became something else.
Yeah.
So these appendixes, if you like, these encores, are sort of truer to the original vision of what he was going to be doing.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of Nils Frahm.
I'm just imagining the business of getting that well prepared alone. They won't, do you scrub it down or do you leave it mossy and disused? Or
I do not know. How do you know that there's not anything living down
there?
That's
the thing, insects, bugs, rats, sewer rats.
And strange that he should think of doing this when he had
How deep? Do we know how deep this disused well was?
No, he probably knows.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been publicised. It's strange that he should.
That has not been publicised, ladies and gentlemen.
It has not. So remember, he had just built a brand new recording studio in the former East Berlin as well.
But he went out looking for a well.
Yeah. I'm sure he had a number of reverb plates available to him.
Eureka! I found a little pond, an empty disused pond that didn't work. I found an old bucket. No, it's not so good. But this well.
Yeah. Oh, where is it? Is it just down the road?
Not telling.
Oh, okay. Can I go and see about...
New Yorker.
So, what we're playing right now is from the record, isn't it? You've put it on over there.
Yes, that's right. The Bob Marley, someone just sent a text, and Bob Marley used a chimney at Island Studios in London for a similar effect.
Good on him. Yep. I mean, I'm not...
Chimney himself, actually.
I don't mind plate reverb. I don't even mind spring reverb. or even digital reverb's okay. But if you're going to use a chimney or a well, good on you.
You're not a reverb snob.
No.
I'm happy with the well. No.
All right.
And if it means it means it's been reused again, then getting more life out of what would otherwise just be a well sitting there disused.
Maybe someone, now that it's been discovered again, it could be used for its original purpose. Put some water in there.
Well. Well, Nils Farm, you'll be taking a copy of this home yourself, won't you?
That's my copy over there, actually.
Right, there we are. Yeah. There we are. Beautiful.
Encores 2.
Very pleasant. Not a lot to talk about musically there, apart from the well. I mean, it's the expression of a man's musical delight, isn't it?
I think it is.
Oh, that's quite cool.
Yep.
Just a little twinkle on the high notes there.
Moving along. This here, right here, is by a producer called Swindle. Now, Swindle...
Not to be trusted, that's what that says to me, Swindle.
No, I think it's a pretend name.
Okay.
He's been a grime producer and things in London for a little while. Now been signed by Brownswood as his own artist.
Right.
So, brand new on Brownswood, Tomorrow Worldwide is this album by Swindle, and I think, instead of being like a grime album with some guests, or whatever you might think that it might be, this here represents, I think, some of the most happening things in British music at the moment.
Holy
He's managed
hell.
To not cobble them together, but somehow represent them.
Now, is it a compilation or is it?
No.
No, okay.
It's taken him 3 years to work on.
Yep.
He's pulled in a bunch of favours from either grime MCs or musicians or some jazz players.
Is this old Cobber?
No, it's the British one.
There's a British P money, is there?
Yeah,
okay,
there is,
right,
yeah.
Right. All right. So this is which one?
Talk a lot.
We talk a lot.
With Eva Lazarus.
Right. Yeah. Okay. There we go. You take that back.
Have you heard much?
He looks
of
like a cool customer.
Yeah. Well, she's great.
He looks like a cool customer.
Swindle.
Yeah,
I think he does too. Eva Lazarus is cool, but also on this tune you'll find Mansour Brown is on guitar and Yusuf Days doing some drums.
You talk a lot, but you ain't saying nothing. Say something. You talk a lot, but you ain't saying nothing. Say something. You talk a lot, but you ain't saying nothing. Say something. You talk a lot, but you ain't saying nothing. Say something. You talk a lot. Nothing comes out.
It's quite lush for grime, isn't it?
Yeah.
You talk a lot. Eva Lazarus, her influence.
But it's not too. It's not a big electro racket sort of. Also a lot of grimers, you know.
I reckon Rob would like this.
Yeah, he'd love it.
He'd love it.
Rob.
Yeah, Rob Bollocks.
All right.
He loves a bit of this kind of grimy stuff, doesn't he?
If you listen through to all of the elements in this, it's amazing.
Is this new out this year?
New out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
What's the album called? Normal.
No, it's called No More Normal. No More Normal.
Has it got the track Elevator on there?
Is Elevator on there? I think
No.
Someone just texted and saying the Elevator by Swindle is a banger.
Yeah.
He was here for the last year's Northern Bass.
Oh, was he? Right.
Or the year before, maybe.
Eva Lazarus, wasn't it?
No.
So he's just a producing, or is he a...
He's a producer.
And an MC.
Nubia Garcia, you just noticed her name on there, Tess?
It's treading that line between almost like new jazz and grime, isn't it? I wouldn't probably call this grime straight off the bat.
No.
The same way that there was that LTJ book and was like intelligent drum and bass, they used to say that when it came out, remember?
They did say that, you're right. It's a funny thing to say.
Yeah, I know. And then maybe that's sort of how I feel about it. Sort of, it's cleaning up the grime. Pretty, pretty.
I think it's great. I think that it does encapsulate a whole bunch of like contemporary British styles.
Yeah,
in one.
Totally.
It's really cool. So DEE's on here. Ryder Shafiq does a spoken word part.
Oh, cool.
Three with Eva. Ryder Shafiq is at the beginning and the end of the record. Andrew Ashong, Reach the Stars. That one was released as a single in about October, I think. And there's Mansour Brown.
We'll listen to that. It's great. Yeah. Shush your chops, mate. Good on you.
Come on, take it further out. Yeah.
Turn into a contest. Go on. No, then it would be jazz, eh?
Yeah, it would be.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Woo.
So, Swindle's LP, No More Normal, out on Brownswood Records, recordings, worldwide tomorrow. Can get it in Southbound.
Vinyl, compact disc?
Both.
Lovely.
Vinyl or compact disc. It's your choice.
Heavy vinyl? This is heavy vinyl, isn't it?
Tell yeah, it is. Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. All right, what's next?
What's next? I didn't actually bring the record with me.
Let's pretend you did. Wow, that looks great, Troy.
Oh, look at it, yeah. In fact... I can't even remember what we're actually going to do. Let me just look up what Pip told me, trying to correct my mistake. Oh, I know what it is. It's, yes, new on Wawa 45s.
Wawa 45s.
The Wawa 45s label. There is a debut album from Time Grove.
Time Grove. Tell us about Time Grove.
Time Grove.
Debut. So it's new. Yeah.
Yep, brand new. Time Grove are from Tel Aviv.
Yep.
And they the core of it is like a trio. Led by a piano player, but they add like two more drummers, and then they bring in some reeds and other things. It's it is instrumental. Let's put it on.
Oh, rolls in there, nice and quiet, isn't it? There, very.
This one is called Sir Blunt.
Confident, Sir Blunt.
What's the album called, sorry?
The album is simply called Time Grove.
Huh.
No, it's called More Than One Thing. More Than One Thing. Now, Sir Blunt, this tune here, there was a limited 7-inch release near the end of last year, like to promote this album coming up. This was one of the sides. Oh, there we go.
Sounds like a time machine. I love that wobble, wobble, wobble.
So the lineup. I'm completely ignorant of the work of these people. Nitai Hershkovitz is the main piano player. Have you heard of a Stones Throw artist called Rejoicer? Tess, you might have.
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. Someone from Rejoicer is on this as well. Ayle Talmudi, Roy Chen, Amir Bresler, Sol Monk, Bime, Sefi Ziesling, and Yonatan Albalak. Now, I am utterly ignorant when it comes to all of those people. But judging from this, I think I might have to check out their other stuff. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Out. That'll get the attention of the room, something like that. A little change in the tempo like that.
You know how you have a trio,
yep,
three people, or a quartet of four people?
Mm.
Do you know what nine, group of nine is called? An ensemble of nine? It's a nonet.
It's a nonet?
Yeah.
New Zealand's number one nonet. From Tel Aviv, the nonet.
I wish I had the cover to
what
show
do you.
You.
What do you call a tent? What did you call ten? A tent? A tent?
No, it's... You're close. It's a tentet.
A tentet?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Eight is an obvious one. Octet.
Octet. I was going to say hextet, but that's a six.
Actually, I don't think it is hextet. I think it's sextet.
Eight piece.
So this is totally cool. This record,
yeah,
by Time Grove.
It's sextet, isn't it?
Yeah, sextet.
Why wasn't it a hextet?
I do not know.
This is spicy. This is spicy stuff.
It is.
That's the sort of thing that as a kid you'd listen to and just be lost in. Go, wow.
Not just as a kid.
All available at Southbound Records right now, Troy?
As of tomorrow. Worldwide releases tomorrow.
And this will be on the compact disc, or will this be on the vinyl, or will this be on the pair?
Both. I think this is just vinyl. I could be wrong. But it's Wawa 45s, I think we usually get the vinyl of.
Thank you, Troy.
Marvellous.
Lovely to see you. See you again next week.
You will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
There's no good reason for missing out on Laneway 2019. But if for some bad, terrible, no good reason you can't make it, well, never fear, 95BFM's got you sussed.
We'll be spending the whole day on location in beautiful Albert Park, broadcasting Laneway on air and online at 95BFM.com.
95BFM, live from Laneway 2019, thanks to Tiger Crystal. Tiger Crystal is the ultimate refreshment for Auckland's hottest festival, January 28th, Auckland Anniversary Day.
As far as birds go, chickens are ace, number one. Triumphant monarch of fowl, chickens are just bloody tops. And if you're gonna eat the best bird, eat it in the best way, with a side of piri piri chips. Nando's chicken is all free range, butterflied, marinated for 24 hours in piri piri and then flame grilled, never fried. Simply the best, delicious, succulent chicken in town. Experience chicken at the top of its game. Go to a Nando's restaurant today.
It's music. The originator.
And it beat me all the way.
95BFM, the original originator. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device on 95BFM.com.
News headlines. community. Here are your news headlines.
Sorry about that. I thought we were doing them here. Sorry, I wasn't thinking here. Go ahead, please.
That's okay. It's Rahul, by the way. Atamaria, it's 9:30. Here are your news headlines. Rocket Lab is launching a satellite for use by a United States Defense Organization in their first mission of 2019. An independent panel wants the government to undo changes to the family court made by the previous government. 31 low-emission transport projects will receive more than $11 million of funding from the government and the private sector. And 500 refugees are being forced to leave a centre in Italy in the first major eviction since the government's hardline migration law. These stories, plus weather and surf, coming up at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much. I looked at a thing yesterday, like a little little graphic somebody made of all the satellites that are currently orbiting Earth, and how many of them are owned by the US. So many. Significantly more than any other country. And there's a lot up there. You'd be surprised. All right. Thank you very much. Cheers.
No worries. Thanks.
Well, I just remember the Oscars in here as well. Oscar.
It's no problem.
Oscar, tell us about The Wire at midday. Yeah. That's what I'm... Dickens, I don't think how remiss of me.
Coming up on The Wire, this day in history, we look at the Casablanca Conference in 1943, which was the kind of strategy meeting for the European Allied Powers in World War II, obviously. Grace talked to Ricardo Menendez March from AAAP, or Auckland Action Against Poverty, about rethinking Kiwi Build strategy. I talked to Phil Twyford about the state of Kiwi Build.
How was he when you talked to him? Flustered?
I think...
Together?
He's pretty well together, yeah. Which is good. And I also talked to Judith Collins about Kiwi Build. So that will be compiled, and we'll have a discussion about Kiwi Build. And then we've got the Community Garden also, who we talked to about the Auckland Library of Tools, so a new makerspace.
Library of Tools!
Indeed.
Marvellous. Thank you very much. That's at midday on The Wire today, our flagship current affairs show. That's at midday at noon. At noon today. Noon, I tell you.
Langi toto koi kulo kula ai langi fandongo ki. let's get it, dip in the water, be blessed. Dangalo, now he be present, he cool at all, she's in essence. Electromagnetic, we energetic, levitating, the spirit be iridescent, fluorescent. We fire burning, we raging, we up in Cairo, we blazing, then had the sage up here gazing, and crystal heavy, we cleansing. Beyond them is some that yang, fiend them, then cookies, that sesh. Let me ask you a question, can I get a clap back? Don't wanna fuck with ya. Them isn't dating. You can't get my number. That pussy don't stink. Will you get me for pleasure? Them cookies that stash. If I see you later, the kitty got bang. Don't wanna fuck with ya. Them isn't dating. You can't get my number. That pussy don't stink. Will you get me for pleasure? Them cookies that stash. If I see you later, the kitty got bang. With my Leonardo DiCaprio star, Luna in the black, 30 inch, the bundle's full yak, pulling back, and when I stir, Montreal go purse back, they getting wet for it. You looking heated, baby, come here, let me coach ya. Trust the touch to dominate and levitate ya. All I wanna do is converse some conversation. Now he bugging my gadget, say you never text back. You never with it, you lucky I ever seen that. You want that juice in the coupe, trying to bag that. You bagging Susan, you bagging peanuts, you lab rat. I'm tongue and feeding him like ballerina, a princey clap. I'm moving mountains and don't need no space to address that. Yo, yo, I took a shit in the booth, I call it staging. And round my mind, add a like onto your Instagram. Now mommy's angels, be dresses, arching that back. Like a statement, an icon when the lights are on. I tap the mirror, mouthing every word like Avengers songs. Like boom, boom, da bitty, boom, boom, the boom, boom, da bitty, the bomb, bomb. The boom boom, that bitty, the bomb bomb, that the get your coin, fuck the rest, force your mind, block your eggs, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Boom boom, that bitty, the bomb bomb, you know. Boom boom, get my number.
You're not the shoulder epithet. If you remember the order of the letters, cause I'm far away. Unknown tsunami, the tender sound. Blue is it that I hope you'll say? How do I know?
That's a track by Julia Holter off her new album, Avery. And so, fifth album. And it's taking five albums for Julia to come to visit us in New Zealand, but she's here on the phone with us right now, playing tonight at the Tuning Fork. Hi, Julia. Thanks for talking to 95 BFM. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
What an exciting night. Hey, we've got Julia Holter in town. That's fantastic to perform live for us. How would you... You've been described as so many different things. And how do you prefer to be described?
I actually, I like to be surprised, so...
She's a surprise!
Yeah,
woo!
Surprise me.
You come under the banner of Art Pop, which is a really weird banner, and I suppose it does mean you get to run with a pretty creative crowd, and you get to do pretty much whatever you want.
Yeah, definitely.
What does that mean for a live show?
The live show's crazy. It's it's a band from the record, so it's like very full, and it's six of us on stage, and we've got Tashi Wada on bagpipe and synth, and
on bagpipe
Sarah
and
Bell
synth.
Reed on trumpet, flugelhorn, electronics, and Dina Maccabee on violin, viola, vocals, electronics, Corey Fogel, percussion, vocals, and Andrew Jones on bass. So we've got a full band, like very wild and crazy and amazing. It's been really fun playing these songs live.
You said the album's called Avery, and you said that it takes a starting point, a line from a 2009 short story by Etel Adnan, which in the line is, "I found myself in an aviary full of shrieking birds." Now, as a starting point, bloody hell, woo.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of, I know my first thought if I was in an aviary full of shrieking birds would be to get the fuck out of there as quick as I could. Is that where the show goes? is that where the album goes?
I was definitely into the duality of like beauty and harshness.
Yeah.
Of birds, like the sort of shrieking quality birds, and then also the beautiful quality, and that being kind of a parallel on the record, I guess. I mean, for songs like Kaichu, such as this, early on the record, and we're going to play it live. That was originally kind of the idea, was like sort of the sounds of like different voices kind of swirling around, kind of flying in the sky, and how they interact, and like I think I thought about the music that way a lot, like of different voices, kind of like how they sometimes clash or sometimes like exist in a more conventionally harmonically beautiful way, and just sort of like that, how sometimes something harsh can also be very pleasing. Or
so there's a lot of harshness for the ears in the world at the moment. There's a lot of static and chatter and babble and noise. And have you ever hit some places where you've actually taken time out and gone, wow, I love the way this place sounds. This makes me feel awesome. Like the sound of somewhere. Anywhere in all your travels with all your experimentation and your musical comings and goings?
Like specifically in my music?
Like a geographic place.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I was just in
Brisbane?
2 days ago, and friends of ours showed us these bats.
Wow.
This like place where all these bats fly around, and it was so interesting there because there were also cicadas going on, and it was sort of like the end of the day, so the sun was setting, and there were all these like bats flying around. You could hear them kind of running into each other and squawking, or I don't know what the word is for what they do, and then and then there were like cicadas buzzing, and it was like this very eerie, like beautiful, like sort of calm but also sort of like intense scene, even though nothing intense was happening. But it felt very like, that was a really cool sonic experience.
Yeah, so
those bats flying around us.
It's a sort of experience you'll never forget. And do you take those experiences and put them into your music?
Definitely, I think so. I mean, yeah. I also think when I'm writing my music, a lot of it is just very much about the sound and following the sound and like letting things happen and surprise me that I didn't expect. I don't really like a lot of the sound ideas I don't think of in my head at first. It's more like I experience them, or I try trial and error or something, and happy accidents all kinds of stuff like that.
It's sort of music is music can so often be a happy accident, though, you know, like amazing music. And sometimes it comes from, I believe it, sometimes it just comes, you've got really no idea where it comes from. And in that sense, it's sort of like this weird magical thing that's and that's why we call it language as well. It's a type of language, you know?
Totally.
And it's what do you try and convey when you've only got a couple of hours on stage in front of people who've never seen you before? In most cases tonight, I'm sure, but most people at the show won't have seen you before. What's the aim?
I guess just to create an experience in a very general way. Like I think it's. I don't want to impose what that is on other people, but I enjoy performing a lot, and I get very caught up in it. And so I don't know like what that does for someone watching, but what I've gotten from people is that this ensemble is really special. Like this, and this is how I feel, is this ensemble I'm playing with is really special, and that these songs from this record, we're playing some songs from the last record too. Have You My Wilderness, so we're sort of mixing these two records, Aviary and Have You My Wilderness, and I think it's really fun to kind of see both of the records coexist together, and live, like, it just feels really present, and it's different at every show. Every show is different. I'm playing with some really creative musicians, and we're just sort of bringing these creatures to life. I don't know.
Cool.
These songs in a more, I don't know. Hopefully people seem to really into it.
We don't want to give too much away. I forgot, we don't want to support for anyone. Hey, Julie, you're playing tonight with your full band, your impressive full band, at the Tuning Fork. Have a wonderful show, and thanks very much for talking to 95 BFM.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to play I Feel You, and awesome. Do you want to tell us about that? Something about that?
Yeah, I wrote that song a few years ago, and it made me really happy the harmonies just like made me happy or something. It's like a therapeutic song or something.
Awesome. Hey, Julie, thank you so much. Tickets are available for tonight's show from Ticketmaster.
Thank you.
Have a great show. Welcome to New Zealand.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Julia Holter, playing tonight at the Tuning Fork. On BFM Breakfast, it's 11 minutes to 10 o'clock. Once again, tickets from Ticketmaster for the Trinity Folk tonight for Julia Holter. That song's called Feel You.
Oh, good night, dear.
Good night.
What's that?
What?
Are you eating?
Never.
I'm turning the light on.
No, please.
No, Spot. You told me you were full. Michael, the lies, they have to stop.
Do you want one? What?
Nice Blocks are ethically produced and made from all sorts of good-for-you natural and organic ingredients. Nice Blocks, so good you don't want to put them down. Go to niceblocks.co.nz and find them at Laneway.
A new experience in Sichuan food. A comic book Quadrophenia freakout. Fang is pulling the pin on a Sichuan flavor grenade, and we want you to get hit by it full force. If you want to win a $50 voucher for the hottest new restaurant in town, then just grab your Simplicity B card and stay tuned to 95BFM Drive all this week. Easy. Fang, outstanding Sichuan food. 100 Parnell Road in the courtyard behind Winona Forever. Book now at fangyumpunks.co.nz.
95BFM Gold is our big 50th birthday bash, and it just got even bigger. Beast Wars, Miss June, Coco Solid, and a one-of-a-kind original True School hip-hop show performance with guest MCs
Damn Native,
Mareko,
Mellowdowns,
Diggy Dupe,
Image,
Ray,
Luke and Razy,
Swidditch,
and Church and AP.
95BFM Gold, thanks to the smooth drinking Southern Comfort and Deep Creek Brewing Company. Friday, February 15th at the Power Station. Big discounts with your Simplicity B card. Go to 95BFM.com/gold. In the not too distant future, flavour is a crime. Taste is a punishable offence. Spice is a bad no-no that is violently enforced. One hero will emerge to challenge the flavourless orthodoxy. Fang. Renegade chef, pulling the pin on a Sichuan flavor grenade, liberating flavor. Open Tuesday to Sunday. Book now. Fang, outstanding Sichuan food. 100 Parnell Road in the courtyard behind Winona Forever. Go to fangyumpunks.co.nz.
95BFM has been tearing it up since 1969. Woo-hoo! Nice. But we couldn't have done it alone.
Nope, we're still Auckland's best radio station thanks to generous people like you.
By signing up for a Simplicity B card, you help keep BFM alive, independent, and not shit. And as a thank you, you get sweet discounts from some of our mates.
Support independent media from as little as $4.20 a month. Nice. With a Simplicity B card. Go to 95bfm.com/sign up.
Consider my jet ski registered. Right, that's me for the morning. Thank you very much, Tess, for producing.
That's quite all right.
We had a great
Mikey?
Show. What a wonderful it's show right. It's been. A show that's had a lot of music in it.
Has had
and,
a lot of music in it.
That's what we do. And if you like that, then join us again tomorrow morning. We'd love to have you along. Thank you so much to all the contributors to the show this morning. Thank you, Auckland,
yes,
for sponsoring
thank you very
it.
Much.
My name is Mikey Havoc, and that has been Breakfast. I love you, listeners. You're what really make the show, and I urge you to keep listening to 95BFM now for Morning Glory with Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Love your reptilian t-shirt.
Thank you.
Here's the final call. The Shocking Pink's Affection, and that was suggested by...
It was suggested by Tom.
Suggested by Spom.
Suggested
by Spom. The Shocking Pink's Affection. Have a great day, everybody. Love you, bye. Watch out for the rain. Bloody rain. Gushing out of the sky like that.